أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Among the most basic of all human social needs is the need and the desire to understand, and more importantly, to be understood. And the best way to understand people is to listen to them. And listening is, of course, an essential element for effective communication. After all, listening attentively and responding appropriately is the basis for good conversation, and also it's the foundation for respectful communication. Do remember, though, that listening is a simple task, but it is a complex skill. That's why very few people really listen. Very few people really listen. And therefore, we don't always get what the speaker intended. And therefore, very often, our responses are not always appropriate. So it's a simple task, listening, simple task. But it's a complex skill. Because it involves hearing attentively, with a desire to truly understand what the person is saying, and if you were to respond, that you would respond in the most appropriate manner. Now, as we continue our series, Durus Amiqa Min As-Sirat An-Nabawiyya, Profound Lessons from the Life of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, we reflect on an incident that indicates the Prophet's attentiveness in listening even to those who may be opposed to him. We don't even listen to our own parents or our own children or our friends or workmates. But here, the Prophet's attentiveness even to someone who opposed him. Early in the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, at a time when preaching the message of Islam was increasingly difficult and where opposition to Islam was also on the rise in Makkah at that time. In that period, the Quraysh felt it necessary to send someone to seriously speak to Prophet. He is their cousin, of course. He was also of the Quraysh. His uncles were in charge, many of them. And they wanted to ask him to stop his preaching of his message. And they formed a council, a group of people, who would decide, first of all, to try and stop him, but also to analyze, why is he attracting so many people? Like, is he a poet maybe, a shair? Is there poetry in what he does? Is he a magician maybe, a sahir? Is he a sorcerer, a kahin? Or is he just making ramblings of things that bamboozles people? Maybe he's majnoon, na'udhu billah, maybe he's not mentally sound. So they identified a person by the name of Utbah bin Rabi'ah, who was a leader of the Quraysh. He was the father of Hind bin Utbah, the one who chewed the liver of Hamza, and of course the father-in-law of Abu Sufyan. Hind was the wife of Abu Sufyan. And Utbah bin Rabi'ah was an extremely wealthy man, leader among the Quraysh, politically influential, internationally well-connected, well-traveled. In fact, he had stood and spoken in the courts of the major kings and rulers of that time. He spoke in the courts of the Roman emperor of that time and even the Abyssinian king in Ethiopia. So he's a man of distinction. So Utbah was commissioned by this group to speak to the Prophet to try to subdue him and also to check out, is there something wrong, or is he a poet, is he a magician, or what is he doing? So Utbah arranged to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the Kaaba to convey the concerns that the Quraysh had about this Islam that he brought. For example, one of the things, Islam was a religion preaching against their idols. Now, people from all over Arabia came to worship the idols at the Kaaba. That gave the Quraysh prestige. It gave them honor. It gave them political clout. It brought a source of revenue for them. People came to Makkah for that. Now, this Islam was affecting their religion. More than that, affecting their politics. And most of all, affecting their revenue. So Utbah engaged the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the Kaaba, and he warned the Prophet that the Quraysh may take up their sword against you. They may fight you. Now this is the part. in the books of Sira documents, لم يقاطع محمد عتبة مرة واحدة وقد تركه حتى فرغ من كلامي حتى فرغ تماما من حديثي. The Prophet listened to Utbah very carefully, without interrupting him once. And he gave Utbah all the attention till Utbah had completed what he wanted to say. The Prophet then asked him, أَقَدَ فَرَغْتَ يَا أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ, are you now done, O father of Walid? Nickname for Utbah. Are you finished? Did you say what you want to say? So Utbah said, Naam, I'm done. Then the Prophet said, فَاسْمَعْ مِنِّي. Is it okay? Now you listen to me. Utbah had to say yes because the Prophet listened to him very attentively. Didn't interrupt him. And now the Prophet said, will you listen to me? He said, okay. And the Prophet said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون حاميم. This is the revelation for the most compassionate, the eternally merciful. A book whose verses are well expounded in pure Arabic recitation for those who know, conveying good news and admonition. Yet most of the people have turned away from it without really listening to it. Most of the people have turned away from it. For whom? La yasma'un. The Rasul just listened to him. And the ayah where he ends it, and people don't listen to what the Quran is saying. The Prophet did not go into some kind of argument, insulting him, you mushrik, you kafir, which we would do nowadays, or undermine his question. Who are you to question me? What kind of question is this? The Prophet responded with the best proof. They wanted to know what was he really preaching. So he didn't say anything. He read the Quranic verse. He read from Surah Fussilat. And this response stunned Utbah. When Utbah returned to his people, he's also eloquent. He's a leader. He's met kings, by the way. He traveled all over the world. He's not some just ordinary guy from Makkah. He's a big boy. He's of the top branch. So he goes back to his people and he reports to them and he says, أني قد سمعت قولا ما سمعت مثله قط والله ما هو بالشعر ولا بالسحر ولا بالكهانة. By God, I have heard something today the like of which I never heard before. I've heard something today the like of which I never heard before. By God, I swear, this is neither poetry nor sorcery, nor a touch of magic. From this incident, we learn to listen carefully to what is being said before responding. Otherwise, you may not know exactly what you're responding to. Remember, respect also begets respect. If you do not have the decency to listen to others, how can you demand the right to be heard yourself? So listen carefully, respond appropriately. That is the art of effective communication. And this was exemplified in this incident of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with an opponent who came to check him out. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.